Tonight, the Cassini spacecraft will complete a journey of more than 2 billion miles as it arrives at Saturn. The entire mission now hinges on a rocket firing to slow the $3 billion craft that will allow it to enter orbit around Saturn. Scientists and engineers were hoping to monitor this critical time from Earth, but bad weather in Australia may put a crimp in those plans. NPR's Richard Harris reports from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
There's only one ground station on Earth that can keep an eye on Cassini as it fires its rocket. That's in Canberra, Australia. So Cassini program manager Robert Mitchell was more than a little disappointed to hear that high winds in Australia could force the ground station operators to fold up their antennas for safekeeping.
This has no bearing on the performance of the spacecraft. The spacecraft is perfectly capable of doing what it needs to do, and weather on Earth is just not a factor. The thing that would be influenced is our blood pressure throughout the course of the evening.
The computer on board Cassini will still record all the events, and assuming all goes well, that recording will be fed back to a different ground station in Spain during the wee hours of the morning. But scientists and engineers would dearly like to know in real time how Cassini is faring. Mitchell says the rocket burn is one of the few critical moments for the mission. If it fails, Cassini will simply sail off into deep space, and 20 years of planning, building, and waiting will be wasted.
This thing is not a slam dunk by any means.
Cassini must pass between two of Saturn's gossamer outer rings. Particles in that area are thought to be no bigger than dust, and the spacecraft will turn and use its dish antenna as a shield against fine particles. But something as small as a pea could punch right through the antenna and destroy the spacecraft. The rocket burn itself also makes engineers a bit uneasy. There's no time to send a signal from Earth to Cassini if something goes wrong. That would take more than an hour. So the spacecraft itself is programmed to respond to every contingency that engineers could imagine.
The spacecraft isn't going to do anything tonight that it hasn't already done in flight. But a 96-minute burn where all of the systems have to work right for this amount of time is a bit of a concern.
Scientists are excited about the thrill ride, though, which will be in speeds approaching 70,000 miles per hour. Michelle Doherty, who plans to study Saturn's magnetic fields, notes that during tonight's maneuver, Cassini will get much closer to the planet than at any other time during its four-year mission.
We're about 12,000 miles above the cloud tops. And what that is going to allow us to do is to measure some of the fine detailed structure of the internal field. And that will be able to give us a better understanding of not only how the field is formed, but also hopefully give us a better understanding about something of the internal structure of Saturn too.
Another instrument is taking the first images ever of the magnetic structure that surrounds Saturn. This so-called magnetosphere is buffeted by charged particles from the sun, the solar wind. Tom Kremegis is in charge of that instrument.
We are going to be able to give you an image of the weather fronts of the space weather around Saturn. And we are looking with great anticipation to see those. It's a totally unknown environment.
As soon as the rocket burn is over, Cassini will pivot so its cameras can peer down on the planet's rings to look for details in these belts of dust and boulders. And so will begin the mission of the most sophisticated spacecraft ever to reach the outer solar system and the first spacecraft ever to orbit Saturn. Richard Harris, NPR News, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.